News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. First, I'd like to give a shout out to one of your own who's now in the lovely world of retirement.
Yes, Officer John Sennett. He has been with us for over 28 years, and he finally decided to retire. His last assignment was with the Bryan Heights School District as a school resource officer, and he has been there for a long time. He's very well recognized. He's done a lot of neat things in his career, and we're lucky he is staying with us in the reserve program, but he has officially retired.
And online at WTAW.com, you can read the list of accomplishments for Officer Sennett. Thanks again to Kelly for making that possible. Let's move on to our Bryan Police Department sports update.
Yes, we participated in the Sexual Assault Resource Center Crosstown Lockdown softball tournament last weekend, and we placed third in the tournament. We want to give a congratulations to the first-place team, which was the University Police Department, and the second-place team was H2O, Inc., and we had a great time out there, you know, by everybody, and the money was raised for a good cause.
That cause being the Sexual Assault Resource Center.
Yes.
Well, speaking of the Sexual Assault Resource Center, let's talk a little bit about dating violence.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch on dating violence, and actually I'm going to kind of touch on a topic each week resulting in dating violence, harassment, stalking, that kind of thing. But today, dating violence is when one partner tries to maintain power or control over the other through abuse. And there's a lot of early warning signs when you are first going out with someone that you need to look for. And because if you see these warning signs, they may turn into an abusive relationship later. And the first one of that is extreme jealousy. You know, a lot of girls are like, oh, my gosh, that's so romantic. You know, he's jealous that I'm, you know, talking to another guy. No. That could be a sign of someone trying to control who you're talking to. Explosive anger, you know, if they get angry over little things. Isolating you from your friends or your family is another huge clue. You know, they'll get upset that you're going out with someone, making you feel guilty, so then you don't go talk to your parents or your siblings or your good friends because they know that person is not right for you, and they're going to tell you that. Also, if you see that, notice that they're cruel to animals or children or elderly people, that could be a sign that they are an abusive person. If they're verbally abusive, if they're calling you names constantly, or, you know, putting you down, making you feel less than what you are, that is a very big sign for someone who is going to be more abusive later. And also if they threaten violence or are very hypersensitive. Those are all good signs to look for when you're dating someone. And if you are in an abusive relationship and someone is putting hands on you, get out, because it only gets worse. It usually starts off with someone, you know, down-talking you or calling you names, and then it's a little pushing, a little shoving. Then it could be a hit, you know, a slap, and then it's a punch. And they're always very apologetic afterwards. Because they want to keep you there, so they're going to give you a lot of presence or love and attention after the abuse. But then it could even escalate to the point where they're putting you in the hospital with broken bones, and at worst case scenario, they can put you to death. And all of it's because they have to control you. So get out if you can. Seek help from family members, friends, counselors. I looked up online the other day, and they said 32% of college students reported dating violence in a previous partner, and 21% reported violence in a current partner. So it is out there. It's very prevalent, and it's not something you want to play around with.
Another purpose for 911 if it gets to that point.
Definitely. Always call us for assistance if you need to.
And then finishing up with the traffic enforcement locations.
Yes, we always want you to slow down all over town, but especially this week in the 200 block of North Old Rudder frontage. So that's the feeder roads. They're 55 miles per hour. That's going to be between University and Briarcrest. The other area is the 100 block of East Villa Maria, which is 35 miles per hour right there near South College. There's a new restaurant in that area, Amica Nave, and Shipwreck Grill is right across the street.
All righty, that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeith, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.